This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This winter, a new terminal opened at New York's JFK Airport. It's modern, it's luxurious, and you're not going there. The New Yorker's Lizzie Whitacombe went to check it out, along with Stephen Valentino from the Radio Hour.
We are going to the Arc at JFK, which is the world's first 24-hour pet and livestock airport terminal quarantine facility. According to the fact sheet, it's a 178,000 square foot space with an animal handling center divided into three sections.
But it's pretty fancy, isn't it?
Well, yeah, from what we've heard and what it's advertised, it sounds like it might be better than the what some of the economy class human passengers are treated to. There's a dog and cat spa.
Okay.
With a bone-shaped swimming pool.
So we're going to do a really serious investigative piece today, and we're going to crack this wide open, aren't we?
Hopefully we'll get some of the animals to talk. Maybe there'll be a whistleblower.
That fresh new pet terminal smell to it.
So I'm Elizabeth Schutte. I'm managing director of the Arc at JFK, and I am managing this overall pet oasis facility.
So this is like the Delta VIP lounge or whatever?
Exactly.
Yeah.
For pets. Sky Miles Plus.
The Sky Miles Lounge. Yeah.
Exactly. So just like us, animals have to be cleared through customs. And that can take a while. So what we're trying to do is enable the pet to have a safe, warm, comfortable environment to lay over and get relieved, get fed. We can clean out its crate.
So I guess, are we going to speak to the dog later?
Yes.
That is a beautiful dog.
It's a beautiful collie. It looks like Lassie.
Yeah, Aiden is his name.
Aiden is a little more heavy set than Lassie, but nevertheless very fluffy and beautiful. Hi, baby.
Okay. All right. Hello. All right. Good morning.
Okay. Before we're entering the, what is this? The kennel?
This is the bonded warehouse and the in-transit kennel area.
Yeah. So the waiting area, there's a sign that says U.S. Customs and Border Protection Security Area.
I wouldn't take a picture of that, please.
Oh, okay. It's not for publication.
I know, okay. But so we'll go back here.
Okay. So we're crossing the yellow line.
And now we are in international waters.
Yes.
Or international dog crate areas.
Now we're in I mean, literally, you guys are very fortunate because in a week from now, we won't be able to do this.
Wow. Really? Why is that?
Because we really have to be completely compliant with not allowing anybody back into this area without prior authorization of Customs and Border Protection.
So where can the dog go to the bathroom when it...
Oh, there's an outdoor area.
Can we see it?
Yes.
So at what point?
You can't take a picture that way.
Oh. At what point do they?
That's airside, so it's kind of.
Oh. I can't take a picture. Why can't you take a picture of the
because
air?
For homeland security things like terrorism.
Oh, like I could be casing it for yeah.
Yeah.
So these are isolation kennels. If an animal was determined to have some sort of illness that required quarantining, we can put them in these.
So it looks like a kennel with a glass door and it's like a sort of like a refrigerator.
It kind of looks like a microwave oven.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. It looks like a microwave oven with two kind of light switches out front. Yeah, you're right. But you won't be microwaving the cats and dogs.
It's temperature controlled. It is temperature controlled.
My name is John Cutaselli, and I'm the CEO of Racebrook Capital, which is the private equity firm or family office that my wife and I own that is the seed funder of this endeavor. And notice the signs, equine departures, equine arrivals. The same as when you're driving up to American or any
yeah.
other airline.
Equine departure, equine arrival. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So it's just like going to a Ritz-Carlton. Here it is, the bed's made.
Oh, wow.
And the horse enters, you know. Remember when you go to the Ritz-Carlton, there's the pillows, and here's the little
yeah.
thing at the foot of the bed, and here it is.
And what is that on the floor?
These are shavings.
Uh-huh.
And the shavings are what gives the horse the confidence to lay down.
So why is this like a Ritz-Carlton for a horse?
Most horse stalls don't look like this, and
really?
They're not this
Why?
Clean, because they're not maintained to this level of biosecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Fine racehorses, fine barns look like this. If you've been to Lexington, Kentucky, or Great Plains, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
The finer barns.
What kind of stuff, how do you get a horse ready to fly?
They go through all the same process.
Do they go through an x-ray?
They do not go, the horse itself does not go through an x-ray. All of its equipment.
Because they have metal shoes. Right?
All of its equipment goes through an x-ray.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, so the concern is more like, it's more about biosecurity than, say, like an actual drug mule being used to ship
yeah.
drugs or something.
Drug mule is not a major concern.
Okay.
So this is Messina. She's our training horse. This is Dr. Linda Middle. As you've heard, the theme is to make comfortable, uh-huh. relaxed, ready to go.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever been to an Italian home that you're not relaxed in?
Uh-huh. No.
Hmm? Never, yeah. right?
You're right.
So what we do to make the horses really calm.
Wow, this is opera. Amazing.
This sometimes because some of them are not Italian. They may not appreciate opera. They're from Kentucky, so we have to put on the bluegrass.
I've never met a Kentucky woman that doesn't like opera.
I'm Kentucky.
Oh, really? What opera is this?
That's Pavarotti.
Pavarotti. And is that what's going to be playing in here?
Absolutely.
Okay, between you, me, and the wall, I'm not so sure that's Pavarotti, but whatever. Just saying. We heard John Cutaselli and Elizabeth Schutte of The Ark at JFK Airport with The New Yorker's Lizzie Whitcomb.